The Treasurer of UKIP has been accused of making a sexist comment in a debate last night on gender quotas for the boards of companies. Stuart Wheeler was making his point that companies shouldn't be forced to give women positions on company boards. According to politics.co.uk, Mr. Wheeler told the audience that women's low representation on company boards was justified due to their poor performance at chess and bridge. He said, "I would just like to challenge the idea that it's necessarily right to have a lot of women or any particular number on a board. Business is very, very competitive. And if you take the performance of women in another competitive area, which is sport, where they have no strength advantage, chess, bridge, poker, women come absolutely nowhere." Another panellist at the debate, Dr. Claire Garada, described this as a disingenuous sexist comment and pointed out her own mother was a bridge champion. We'll hear from her in a moment. On Radio 4's The World at One, Stuart Wheeler explained his remarks, saying he wasn't in favour of quotas for either gender in any profession.
I pointed out that in certain areas, women did not do as well as men. And then I cited poker, bridge and chess. My point is that there are some things men are better than women at, some things that women are better than men at, and you don't necessarily want to impose a minimum of either sex on at the top of any profession or on any board.
Well, Diane James is a UKIP councillor who was the candidate in the recent Eastleigh by-election, and Dr. Claire Garada chairs the Royal College of General Practitioners. Claire Garada, how did you interpret what Stuart Wheeler said?
Well, I interpreted it as he was challenging the idea that you should have more women on boards, notwithstanding none of us agreed about the quotas. We don't think you should have quotas, but he was actually challenging the premise that you should have more women, more than the 3% that we have at the moment, and citing the fact that we're worse at bridge, poker and chess as the reason for that, because, as I understand, the analytical skills you need to be good at those are the skills that you need on a board, and his argument is we lack those skills, therefore we shouldn't be on a board. On every single respect, all of it just felt, and is actually, no evidence for us at all. I mean, it's just sexist rubbish, to be absolutely honest.
Diane James, how did you interpret what he said?
I interpreted it as a personal comment, a comment that he gave in context. I wasn't there at the actual event, so I can't give you an absolute 100% response that I either agreed or disagreed with it. But, you know, when we start subjecting every single individual and criticising their views, criticising comments and not putting into context how those comments were made or how they came about, and put into context as well that UKIP is now under sustained attack politically, I'm not in the least surprised that this has come about.
I have tried in the time we have to put his remarks in context, and I wasn't in the room either, and taken the report from politics.co.uk. Given what we know about what he said, do you feel qualified to pass comment?
I will make the comment that I did not take it as being sexist. I don't associate my ability to play either bridge, chess or any other analytical game or pastime, if you like, with what I've achieved in terms of my career. When I'm talking to other ladies that I know that have achieved very, very high levels within their given sectors, do I question them on can they run faster than men, can they play chess better than their husbands, and are they part of a 3-to-1 bridge partnership, for instance. Completely nonsensical and, as I say, taking his comments out of context but playing to a political agenda as I see it.
Dr. Claire Garada, are you playing to a political agenda?
Well, I was there, and actually the comment is as it's stated, but I think the more important thing is to move on from this nonsense comment and to start to ask why we only have 3% of women at the top levels of our institutions and why there are so many barriers still to promoting women and to the huge talent that women have, and yet we're not seeing it at the most senior level. We are seeing it in medicine, and my argument last night was I think the private sector, the corporate sector, needs to learn from medicine, where myself, for example, all of our top of the office, all of the senior positions at the Royal College of GPs are now occupied by women, bar one. And we need to say what's happened in medicine and can we repeat that in the corporate world? Because to continue to make statements, as I heard yesterday, and I was there,